I put this piece together, and it's going to showcase four of our students' poetry capabilities. Tatiana Griffin from Furness High School, Candace Carter, who is an alumni from Sayre, Shania Morris, who is an eighth grader at Huey, and myself, Justin Carter, senior at West.
Poets take the stage, we recite these words that come to mind. These words from dictionary textbooks, some made up words that we find. These words are one of the many things that we have in common with each other. These are the words that bring us closer as sister and brother. These are the words that help us express all the thoughts that run through our head, from the good words to the bad words to the words that we dread, from every word that has gone misread, misled, missaid, unsaid, to the words said at someone's deathbed. These are the words found at the tip of the tongue and wiped off the forehead. These are the words that get passed around from our nation, said from Asians, Haitians, Blacks, and Caucasians. These are the words we mold from our creation to get back to the generations as a donation. These are the words that was used on the plantation to get slaves a motivation while they escaped in the night to get to their destination. These are the words we use in everyday life, found on the bride-to-be lips, giving her vows to be a wife. These are the words we dictate to our haters, tell them to shut up and listen to our words because we're the narrators. These are the words found at the tip of the tongue and wiped off the forehead. These are the words we put on paper before we go to bed. These are the words we use every day. These are the words we use to express whatever it is that we have to say.
Laying in the dark, overwhelmed with the sadness, I cry, and I cry, and I cry. But no one hears me. No one understands my struggle. I'm struggling to break free. Free from these invisible chains. I'm screaming for a savior, my hero in a sense, but no one answers. Lost in a place that has no name, searching for a light that is to take me to a better place. No friends, no family, not even a rescue team can save me. Trapped internally, within myself, I know that until I show my true face, I will stay lost in this place, crying, waiting, fading.
Tears are nothing but an excuse to not say a thing, a piece of shattered anger and an unnecessary attention grabber. But it's sometimes the only thing we seek for when in need of protection. And it is not those words, but that action that penetrates my inner expectations for you. I worry nothing of me, and that is my issue. To cry for misery and pray for pain makes the thought of happiness simply insane. Not a care in the world, at least for me, knowing that makes me so happy. Always annoyed, but I smile once in a while. For depression, though, I'd run miles. Why am I always displeased and emotions always caught? Maybe since, for me, I have no thought.
I feign interest, facing a negative existence otherwise. I'm not enthralled, I'm not interested. So what's another excuse? To be arrested? To hear teachers say his grades are exceptional, then to inevitably hear the words, he's got to go. He can't stay seated in class, he'll be lucky to even pass. Stressed and pressed, suspended daily. Office staff become like family. Principal my mom, social worker my dad. Telling me everything is bad. 302 now, institutions in my future. Been labeled a disturbance, a disruption. A young black male made for nothing but destruction. Expected to amount to nothing, organized against oppression. Learning from a lesson, now leading by example.